Well, not with Remus.
Not with Remus, you know. But with her friends.
yeah, exactly. So, you know, and things get a little hairy when Mabel Walker Willimbrandt decides that she has to investigate George Remus. He was her first big prohibition case, and she dispatches her favorite prohibition agent, a man named Franklin Dodge, to go investigate Remus. Franklin Dodge gets the evidence to put Remus behind bars. And while Remus is behind bars, Franklin Dodge also goes after Imogene Remus and starts romancing her.
I find that so interesting. That was my favorite part, I have to say, is that these two women, they weren't in cahoots, though, but they, like...
Oh, no.
Right.
Yeah, in fact, Mabel Willimbrandt also went after Imogene, so...
Oh, I love that they are then the downfall. That was his downfall, was being prosecuted and then having his wife have this affair with Franklin Dodge. We don't want to tell people what that, do we, right? Or do we?
No.
Okay.
No, I'd like to keep a little spoiler because I wrote the book as sort of a true crime thriller. I tried to. Where it's a bit of a whodunit. And, you know, I will just say that the feud becomes so heated that at any given point, Remus and Imogene could have killed each other. They both plotted various times against each other, and it's just sort of an accelerating situation that becomes increasingly dangerous.
It's very tangled. Let's just tell them, tell the readers,
tangled.
It's a very tangled love. It's not even a triangle. I don't know what it is. It's a web. Thoroughly fascinating and delicious, and it's all real.
You.
And I found that just wonderful. So, tell on a writer level, when did you start? Boardwalk Empire was like in 2010 or so, right?
Yeah, it was I was already working on Liar, Temptress, Soldier, Spy, which is my book about female civil war spies.
Which I love so much,
oh.
But you know that already. That's one of my favorite books.
You.
I love it. I gave it to my grandpa. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
I know. My grandpa is a huge nonfiction. He loves, but it has to be good for my grandpa. He's in his late 80s, and he only reads the good stuff now because he says he doesn't have time for the bad stuff. So I gave him, readers out there, I gave him a signed copy for Christmas, and he absolutely loved it. That was Liar, Temptress, Soldier, Spy, and it was wonderful. And he said it was one of his favorite books.
Tell him thank you for me.
Well, I will, but that also speaks to your caliber of writing. So
you're very sweet too.
No, that so
you, I wish I could take you out for a drink right now. That's you're being very sweet.
We will do that absolutely in the future. And just so readers know, how long ago? Not to jump off, but to jump off. We met in Miami. That was the last time I saw you, I think.
I know. I knew of you before. Like,
yes.
We had talked online before, but we were friends online. And then Miami, I think, sealed the deal.
Yeah,
so.
It really did. And now I feel like we are constantly trying to find avenues of getting together and doing events together. And, it's just been like the stars have been crossed for us. But I am on an absolute mission that at some point... And it might not be for the hardback. It might be for the paperback or something. But I'm going to get you here to Winston-Salem by hook or by crook.
Yes, I'd love to come back. I love North Carolina.
Yes. And you, in fact, since a bunch of locals are listening to us, Abbott is the first person I said to, my husband is getting a job in Winston-Salem. Do you know anything about him? Or about him? Yeah, about him. That sounds interesting. About Winston-Salem. And she said, yes, I went to a book festival there and it was wonderful and you're going to love it. And that book festival is coming up in less than a month. So that's Bookmarks Festival coming up September 6th is when it starts. So you are the first person to tell me wonderful things about this town.
Yeah, with Jamie, right?
Yes, Jamie Southern. Yeah. Absolutely.
Hi, Jamie.
Yeah, and I'm sure she's listening. So, Jamie, we are singing your praises, and you are the first person that I had an in with. That was the first time Abbott was like, here, you should talk to Jamie Southern. She lives there. And that's how I kind of got introduced to my book family here. So it's you. It's all you, Abbott.
I'm very happy about that.
So now, this book, we're coming to the end of our time together, but this book, like I said, is... not just a nonfiction historical book that you can pick up. I have said it over and over through this this show together that this is something that you want to read with somebody else so you can talk about. You want to buy multiple copies is my point, yes. And you want to book club, if that even is with just your spouse, to talk about what you're reading in this book. It is that good. And it's also surprising to me that, like you said earlier, everyone in the world knew George Remus at the time. And that's why Jay Gatsby was then modeled after him. And yet, I watched Boardwalk Empire, and he was just a fleeting character, and I'll be honest, I had forgotten that he was even on there, and I did not know him at all until I read this book, and that is part of the what we do as writers, right? We're trying to dig up these lost
nuggets. Yeah, you want to resurrect people that have been forgotten, the history.
Yes.
And that's it's a great joy to do that, and kind of a privilege to do that. It's
absolutely,
you know, just trying to get people stories out there that might otherwise completely fade in oblivion. I don't know, it's one of the big rewards for me personally, just to be able to you know, dig up little nuggets of history that might otherwise be forgotten.
Right, and you've done it brilliantly, and I love this book, and I was so
excited
to read it, and I was so excited to celebrate you and to have you on our show today. So now, tell the people where they can come and find you and where they can get all the information about not just The Ghosts of Eden Park that is out this week, but about all of your books, which I absolutely recommend and think are brilliant. So where can they find you?
Okay, well, my website is KarenAbbott.net. KarenAbbott.net. I'm on Twitter at Karen Abbott, and on Instagram at Karen_Abbott, and on Facebook too. You can find me pretty easily on there.
Find her in all those places. And if you can't find her, come find me and I will direct you to all of what she just said. I will send you the link directly there. So thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule. I know you're going to do brilliant things in the next week. She's on book tour right now. So again, go to her website and look at where she is stopping. Because if you're in those cities, you will want to come out and see her and listen to her and get this book and get it signed. So don't miss her on book tour. And you know I'm cheering you on, girl, because I think you're fabulous, and I absolutely adore you.
Oh,
so,
likewise.
We will catch up very soon when you have a breath and you don't need to save your voice.
That sounds good. I can't wait.
All right. Take care, Abbott.
You too, Sarah.
Again, you've been listening to Bookmarked with Sarah McCoy, our monthly show featuring author friends and book talk. You've just heard Karen Abbott speak about The Ghosts of Eden Park, which is out this week and available everywhere that books are sold. Tune in next month. I will be back again to talk to more of my friends, a bunch who are coming into town for the Bookmarks Festival in September. So I'm going to have quite a few on then, and you're not going to want to miss that. This is WSNC 90.5 FM radio, the home of jazz in all its colors. Thanks for listening, and I will be talking to you again on Bookmarked with Sarah McCoy next month.